Well, we continue to make money on F1. We went 2 for 3 on the bet slip. Mike won his hot picks again. Let's recap the Australian Grand Prix. Okay, Mike. Well, it started with Logan couldn't survive the chaos of the Australian Grand Prix. Max Verstappen couldn't survive the chaos of the Australian Grand Prix. Both Mercedes fell to the chaos of the Australian Grand Prix. But you and I, Mike, we went in there, we went into the trenches, and we survived. We made a little bit of money. Sometimes it's you don't win the war on one day. You win a battle, and you move on to fight another day. I'm fired up.
No, I agree with you. We were in the mud. Like, we went right into the mud, right? And we know, I mentioned it in the Betzel video, like, we could have had a repeat of last year with what was happening. Like, we could have had a max bet. Right?
Yep.
We could have had a Merck bet. We could have had a Merck bet. We talked about literally going into this weekend. We talked about how much we thought the Mercks might have been undervalued. They were not. They were just trash.
The only thing that stopped us from having a Merck bet, and I really looked at the Merck over the Aston Martin, was Vegas keeps overvaluing the Merck. They were -700 for Lewis to be in the points. Like, if it was anything in our window, we probably would have been on it. So thank you, Vegas, for that.
I know. No, we literally lucked out by just not seeing value in looking at Merck, right? And we did. I mean, again, we talked about that Aston Martin bet too, right? What was that? They were -175 favorites in that bet, and Lance Stroll ends up winning you that bet if you took Aston Martin in that team matchup bet that we looked at, because that was the only team matchup that we actually considered taking at one point. If you took it, you get plus money and you win that bet, because Lance Stroll is the only guy who survived that race. Because
Alonso takes penalty. P8.
Penalty. Yeah. He survives the race unscathed in a way. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's more what I mean. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Both Mercs go out. I mean,
yeah.
What a mess.
It was a mess. But hey, no, you mentioned it. We survived though. And that's.
We survived.
For us to get through round 3 down under in Australia and not. Listen, I was like, I set a very realistic goal. Don't lose all our money.
Yep.
That was it. That's all I wanted. Just don't lose it all. And I got to say, man, I mean, we can jump into it, I think, in a little bit here. I think it starts with having a plan. You know, we liked the Red Bull pace. We liked Checo to make his way through the field from, six? I think it was six, right? We liked him to go cut through the field. We liked him to get a top two. And we were wrong on Carlos Sainz. But obviously, I think everything changes in that race if Max gets his brake off, his caliper off, right? Like,
even there though, we weren't saying Carlos Sainz won't be on the podium. I never would have looked at that. It was the combination of those two.
I agree.
It takes a bunch of race factors throughout the entire Grand Prix for them to both end up on the podium. We thought it was unlikely. Now, maybe we were a little more certain that Checo was going to be the guy that was there, but who cares? Hey, we got
wins
the
combo
podium fade that they were not on the podium together.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as Max came out of that race, and you saw that, you know, Mercedes really didn't have any, even before Lewis has the power unit failure. And there was no real threat from Mercedes. I felt like pretty confident that the Piastri bet was going to hit. So it was just literally like, oh, is Checo going to be able to cut through the field? And hey, he catches hard luck, right? I mean, it's not everybody's making this big deal like, oh, Red Bull didn't have he got a tear off stuck in the underfloor that compromised the downforce on his car. It was costing him lap time. Like, I mean, think about what we were watching when he got those hards on in his second stint and just like ripped by Alonso, which is what you would expect.
Yep.
Right? So he's flying by Alonso and you're thinking, yeah, you know what? I mean, Sainz has got a nice lead, obviously, right here, but Leclerc is the spot that we were looking for. And he was ripping. And then all of a sudden, like, he just loses all his pace. And at the time you're thinking, something must have happened, obviously, from a technical perspective. It wasn't. It was just bad luck, ultimately, in the end.
Oh, I don't. Is it bad luck, or did Alonso throw a tear off at Checo?
Oh, maybe he did. Sorry.
And then proceed
to
brake test and force George off the track.
He's like a Mario Kart character, literally, right?
As soon as Max went out, the whole grid goes, wow, there's extra points up for grabs here.
Yeah.
And Fernando got his elbows out. He said, yeah, I did. I'm going to take those four extra points just because I'll never get a chance to get that high again.
Yeah. That's a straight brake test, though. Like, I watched that back again. Like,
I'm looking at the telemetry right now.
Yeah. It's a straight brake. It's a brake test, right? Like, it's, let's see. You can't do that. Like, that's a no-no.
Not allowed to do it.
No, you can't do it. People get killed, right? So,
you know what, though? From he's sitting, Stroll inherits the points that he was going to get anyways. He's still in the points. Mercedes, no points. And I think Aston, it's becoming clear. We said it on the podcast that it's Red Bull, Ferrari, McLaren.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe the jury's out on Aston Martin Mercedes right now. And I think Aston's saying, hey, those Mercs are out, or I can force George out. Let's go get all these points when the Mercs aren't going to get any, because that's what it's going to come down to at the end of the year.
Yeah. Now that Merc v Ferrari futures bet. I mean, again, I'm not good. It's three rounds, right? Like, it doesn't mean anything. Last year after three rounds, what was I saying about that Alpine bet? I thought it looked like it was the best bet of all time.
That's
right?
True.
Right.
We did take a hit while we're on the futures. All three futures took a hit.
Oh, they did. Yeah, they took it.
Checo without Max. Yeah. Not good for the championship.
It's okay.
Max,
that's
15 wins. Didn't get one that he was going to get.
Yeah. It's okay. This type of thing is going to happen, right? Like, you can't. How many races in a row? 40 that this guy was in, that he think it's going to happen. It has to happen at some point statistically, right? So, hey, again, I'm just happy that we didn't take a double hit. We weren't on him, right? That's the other thing, right? We didn't take him to like lead lap 10 and win the race. That was like minus 400 or something.
I jotted down both Red Bulls on the podium, which
right
in a lot of last year, we definitely would have been on that. Checo in six, we have to be on this. That's where the opportunity is.
Yeah. Well, we kind of right away said, we don't really want to take two cars at this stupid track.
No. Right?
Because it is just, it's mayhem, and fuck, it's mayhem. Like, this is, I guess, kind of one of the weird parts of building experience in doing this really stupid thing that we do is you do kind of get a feel for some of the Grand Prix and some of the tracks in a way where you're like, I'm just not doing this or I am doing that on a particular weekend, right? Like, this is our second crack at Australia, and we approached it differently than maybe we would other races. And I think, right. We did. We looked at it a little differently.
Oh, we've grown in the way we approach the book since, I don't know, the last five races of last year, even.
Oh, definitely. 100%.
Yeah.
And I go back to this idea of being able to take especially on a board where, you know, we wake up a little later, we don't get it like right when it comes out. So you're struggling to find value because the public has already pushed maybe some of those numbers that we would normally have liked. They've pushed them into the 250 minus 250 minus 300 range. So you have that working against you. You have a bit of a mixed up grid. It was tough. It was difficult to find value. So I love that we worked the combination the combination podium. What is it called? Yeah. Combination podium in there.
Yeah. Right? Combination podium.
Yeah.
George and Checo to not be on the podium together. And who would have thought that it would,
Carlos and Checo. Yeah. Yeah, well, we're used to George. We're so used to having George. Yeah.
Who would have thought it would be Carlos, the one?
Yeah.
What a guy.
Yeah, he's a stud. Like, what a stud. What a drive, too. Great
also,
drive.
Also, and you know what? Speaking of studs,
yeah,
you hit the hot pick.
Wow.
So you had Leclerc P2. It is not how you drew it up.
No. Hey, win's a win. Like, I don't care how I get it, right? Doesn't matter.
I'll take
win's a win. And what do you have? How much money have you lost this? $150 so far. Can you do something about that? Man, you got to do something. That like that one comment, you are in shambles.
I know somebody. I am a little bit in shambles. Well, hey,
you're in shambles.
We both go on Charles. He just decides to drive for you. He doesn't drive for me. That's what it came down to. He's got a chance, and he's like, "Oh, Chaps is on me. I'm just not going to do my fast lap."
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, like that's just you're not. You got to be thinking like I'm three steps ahead, right? I was thinking race. I'm like, even if he doesn't get his traditional pole position, I'm still comfortable with him getting a, like it worked out the way that I thought it was. You don't think I drew it up that way? I knew there was going to be some chaos. I knew it.
It was so much more likely that he's 1-2 with Max in qualifying than he was P2 on in the race with Carlos in the number 55 car again.
Man, just give me
Leclerc hasn't beat Carlos in a race yet this year.
Leclerc hasn't beat Carlos in a race yet. You're right, actually.
Who's the better driver?
It's not. You know who the better driver is. Stop. Carlos. I hate.
Which
it's
is
not.
Who I said.
No, it's not Carlos. Don't like. I hate this. This is the worst debate of all time. It's not Carlos Sainz. And you know what? This is what this does. This whole conversation with well, you're the only person having this conversation, but this narrative that like somehow Sainz is a better driver than Leclerc, like it just, it gets fueled by how horribly unlucky this guy is. Like Leclerc is, it's comical how unlucky he is.
What was unlucky this weekend?
What do you mean? The one time
his qualifying to put it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just that, and it just what happens to be the exact same race that Max comes out for the first time in 40 races. Like if that's any other weekend where Leclerc has his customary front row position, he inherits the lead and he wins the race like he normally does, like he would normally do in that type of circumstance.
But
and the same thing happened, buddy. The same thing happened in Singapore. Right? Like the same thing happens in Singapore. Just happens to be the one track. Like I get it. Like Carlos goes out there and puts it on pole in Singapore. Like good for him. Like the guy you get. He's a race car driver. Like sometimes you got to do some things, right?
All I see is when the whole grid realizes that Max Verstappen maybe can't win this race or we got a chance, it's Carlos that steps up. And Carlos that gets it done for
whatever. I'm not going to take it away from him. I'm not going to take away from him because he fucking won. Like this is, this is crazy. Like that they actually, that's how they're getting their W's. I'll take it. I love it. I love seeing him win. I love seeing him win. It is what it is. I don't care who wins it for him. I love seeing him win. I think it's awesome. And he's a stud. Like what he's a stud. What he did coming back from the appendicitis and the surgery and not having the regular work. Maybe he should just fuck up his routine more often. I don't like.
Just drive less. Sit in bed more. Buddy, in bed more.
That's what I mean.
I know.
He's putting too many hours in on the sim. He's getting, his preparation needs to change.
Yeah, right.
This is working, dude.
I heard that. So he has three wins. All three of his wins, George has DNF'd, apparently.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like the last two races in Singapore.
Yeah, because Silverstone is fucking the massive accident. That's like Joe going upside down and everything, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's that accident, I think. I think so. All three wins.
George is twice on the last lap, just to make sure he got it done. He's got a trend.
George is fucked. Like were we not, you and I were texting back and forth during the race, like were we not just waiting for that to happen?
We thought it was going to happen.
When he was
to get to P2.
We thought it was going to happen.
Let's do it here.
When they were talking about him being on a one stopper for the entire like 50 laps on the set of hards or whatever that they were going to do.
Oh my God.
I knew right away. I was like, this guy's going to crash at some point. I think you had said he's going to crash on the last lap like he normally does. Yeah. And he went in and did the tire change and he still did it anyway. Not his fault. Like this one is not his fault, right? Like this is, but it just happens to him.
He's in a battle late in the race for points that matter.
Yeah, it matters.
And he crashes. So I don't know. Once is a coincidence.
Once is a coincidence. Twice is a trend. I don't know. It could be that.
Once is a fluke. Twice is a streak.
Once is a fluke. Twice is a streak. How about speaking of studs? I mean, Oscar, right? Like gets us the top six. My God.
This is
so sick. I mean, it was
never in jeopardy. Never.
No. Well, I mean, when he started driving on the grass there and lost like 4 seconds on that one,
even
lap,
then, wasn't in jeopardy.
No, I wasn't in jeopardy. I'm just like, oh man, like get in the box, buddy. Get some tires on there. He was running long.
That might have been the best thing for us because then after that, it was just like, hey, settle in. You're P4.
Yeah. What he did, he just started like fastest lap. He was just laying them down. It was the greatest feeling, right? He was so in control. Yeah, he looked great.
He started behind Lando, so Lando deserves the preferred strategy.
Oh, 100%.
I'm seeing a big stink made about the team orders. It's in Australia for Oscar's home track.
Who gives a fuck about that? No. He had the tire delta on. Like, it just made sense, obviously. And let's be honest, man. If they were even on tire life, we talked about this before the race, even though you had your, like, weird-ass take. Like, Lando, look at Lando. Like, this is a race where...
I'm not the only one saying that. I heard a lot of that this weekend after we had our podcast. Oscar's really learned the tires and he's a lot better
I'm not saying he's not. Oh, I'm sure he's learned. Well, you watch in Bahrain, like he didn't. He looked fine. I mean, you don't really have to manage the tires in Jeddah. He did a good job, I would say, in Australia.
I think he was matching pace with Lando.
Yeah. So that's good. Like I'm not saying that he's not going to be amazing at it. He's good at every other aspect of driving a race car. I'm sure he's going to get really good at it. My point was that Lando at the moment already is regarded as one of the best at managing tires. And so this weekend, we've talked about this before. It's still confusing because I'm not a fucking engineer. I don't like get it. I don't work for Pirelli, but this weekend where it's graining, that's the problem where it's like tire slip. Right. It's not thermal degradation, right? Like you've got the track resurfacing
last year. I know.
Yeah. So they got the track resurfaced last year and there's like not a lot of, I guess it's just like low traction, right? There's a little grip, low traction on the track. And that slip causes the graining. That's the issue, right? I guess the core of the tire isn't getting the temp that it needs. Okay. And it causes the tread just to like literally come apart. And that's what the graining is. And like, that's a different thing to have to manage versus your traditional degradation, like thermal deg
right.
in a tire. And so for him to be able, I don't know. I feel like that one's probably a little bit more complicated to manage. Signs did it beautifully, right? I think that was kind of what in Singapore you were seeing the same type of thing. So, you know, he's a tire whisperer. Lando, I think, is a tire whisperer. These guys look good.
I have a point about signs, but before we move on from Lando and Oscar, I think my point was, and in hindsight now, they didn't make that team order because they thought Lando was the only chance that the only one that had a chance to hold onto his tires and go get Leclerc. I think they only made that call because he started on the grid in front. So today he was getting preferred calls and preferred strategy. If Oscar had started P3 and Lando was P5, I think the exact opposite and Oscar's the one that
right. had. Yeah. And again,
do think the team sees them that equally.
I agree. I completely agree. Yeah. I think they do. I can't come up with an example, but I think they've probably demonstrated that in the past, literally.
Oscar won the sprint race. Was Lando race? Anywhere there?
Well, they let Lando run. Well, they made Lando run in Jeddah, right? They left him out there. So he didn't get the preferred strategy. They brought in Oscar. He was ahead. So there's a perfect example literally. Right there, right? Yeah.
You're right on it. Right? With Carlos. Now, this idea, it stemmed. I was listening to the Missed Apex podcast, but then I had this idea that kind of branched off. So when you're leading, they were talking about how, you know, people want to focus on Carlos only finished a couple seconds ahead of Charles.
Yeah.
And they started talking about the opportunity and the flexibility you have when you're the race leader. And if you, so like for Max, for example, right? He's been finishing around 10 seconds. He could finish 2 minutes ahead of everyone if he wanted to.
Sure.
But he's got, let's call it a credit, right? Of like, how do I want to spend this advantage in pace that I have?
Yeah.
I can spend it in and get time right now, but then a safety car, boom, all that time is wasted.
It's true.
Or I'm just going to spend it on better tires.
Yes.
So that and then if I ever need it, I'm just ready to go.
Yeah. And I think
make total sense.
It does make total sense. Right. Like that's why I think taking those bets is difficult, right? Like when you don't just factor in
for the winning margin.
Yeah. Right, exactly. The winning margin bets. That's what I was alluding to, right? Like, you're not just driving as fast as you can all the time. Right?
Saying Max seems to be comfortable with about a 10-second. Lewis liked a 6-second in the hybrid area when to cover a VSC. Seb liked a full pit stop. And then they just coast. Because there's no point to building a bigger gap. I don't know. I found that was interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah, I guess everybody has a different way of looking at it from a strategy perspective. And I'm sure, like you said, the era matters. The track probably matters. There's probably different things that influence what you do with the lead, right?
And I think we haven't seen what Max is actually capable of.
I completely agree with that. What I'm hoping that this week, I can't remember what happened after Singapore last year. I think did they go to Circuit of the Americas? I don't know if Coda's right after Singapore, but...
No, it was Japan. No, never mind. No, I don't know.
Okay, we're not going to remember. What I'm hoping for is that there is value in Japan. Maybe there's value. Maybe there's some Red Bull value there. Like just because, maybe it didn't look like Checo had the pace to get up from 6. Max comes out of the race. Is reliability a factor now when we set the odds, right?
Finally have to add reliability into their little spreadsheet.
Yeah, yeah. Do you just maybe we can extract some value out of the Red Bull at some point? Zero chance? No.
Yeah.
Probably not.
He's going to be -600 to win everything. Yeah. And the reality is he was going to win this handily.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Carlos wasn't winning this race. Ferrari's not winning races if Max doesn't have his brake engaged for the first 3 laps.
His lap with the brake on was
I know.
Quite a nice lap, actually, if you think about it, right? He's just driving around with a parking
brake. No one was passing him. He just has his brake on.
He had his brake on. Like from lights out, his brake was on. So like he didn't even get how do you not get jumped in turn one?
Line.
How do you not get mugged right away with your fucking brakes on? I don't even understand. How's that possible?
Just go in a circle.
Yeah. So that makes me think that if his car didn't set on fire, like if his brakes don't set on fire. Is he gonna win the race with his brake on? I don't know. Maybe
he definitely is.
Is that the advantage that he has in that car?
Maybe we could be happy that we've seen his car blow up. It was 45 races. Do we have another 45 races now where we're safe?
Yeah, I would imagine that Red Bull's going to be like that ain't happening again. Like they're going to make sure that doesn't happen.
Especially if he's talking about moving. I don't think he actually goes anywhere. But he's going to go to Mercedes. Why would anyone go to Mercedes right now?
It's a mess. I agree. I agree with that. But you never know, man. Like once you get to the level that he's at where you just don't give a fuck about anything anymore. Right? Like think about how he acted though. I mean, I get it. Like he's throwing stuff in the one clip, but then he does his interview and like he didn't. He was like kind of like, oh, this is interesting. Like I didn't win this race. That's a little bit different. That throws a little bit of a curveball up. Yeah. He seemed engaged. He was like more engaged. We're like, wow, this is like, okay, kind of cool. I didn't win a race. It's bringing him back. I bet you he's going to win by 3 minutes in Japan now.
His number one threat has been boredom over the past 3 years.
100%.
And he's been open about it. He's like, yeah. I don't know. This is kind of boring.
Well, he's like picking fights with his own team and his dad's picking. Like, what do you mean? Like that's what you do when you're bored, right? Yeah. That's what you do. Right. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, I think that maybe there is a reason to take him in Japan. We'll have to see.
We see the odds. We'll see the grid. Maybe he'll make a mistake. We'll see the grid.
Yeah.
And he'll be on P6 and then we'll get him.
Yeah.
Wait for that day.
Anything else? What else did you have?
I didn't have any other notes. What else happened in the race was,
well, we didn't miss anything. I mean, I guess we should take like any group bet that includes the Sauber team. We should just assume that they won't be able to make a pit stop. So we should just like that group four that I wanted to look at. I mean, obviously you were right. Like the hardest choice would have been between Magnussen and Hulkenberg, both the plus money, but.
And Hulk won, right?
And Hulk won. Magnussen. Yeah. I think I said Magnussen, but I could have done either one. Doesn't matter. Sure. It wasn't like it was a missed opportunity or anything, but this is.
No.
Right. It's the second time. That I was looking at the Haas into the points back-to-back weeks and they were in. They have the apparent race pace. I mean, again, I think you have to remember whatever sort of inherent advantages that Ferrari has established from a tire management perspective and I guess like some of the increased aero efficiency. And
you think there's a trickle down?
And mechanical platform performance. Yeah, like it's going to trickle down into the Haas, right? It's as simple as that.
You're not wrong. However, I'm here to poke holes in your growing ego because you just can't lose a hot pick these days.
Why? Yeah.
Go ahead. The Haas still lost to the Visa Cash App Red Bull, which is real. And I know they're not in that group, but when we're talking about a team to sneak into the points, you're not saying Max and both Mercedes are out. We're thinking, hey, maybe one car Stroll hits a wall. So there's one point up for grabs.
True.
That would have been the Visa Cash App Red Bull.
No, but I think my point was that Haas gets into the points in Australia. Let's just like you just said it before. Once is a fluke, twice is a streak, twice is a trend. But like we were thinking like one of them is going to get into the points. Let's see what the value is. We weren't even thinking big enough. We should be like this. Yeah, like they both get it. Fuck it.
I don't even think we have a screen share in our podcast of the Haas double points.
No,
like, I don't think I even
that would be that an far. Insane thing to look at. It would have been a crazy thing. Crazy thing to look at. At that point, there's five teams and one of them is on 1 point and we're just like, yeah, double points for Haas.
Yeah. We want but, both of them.
Buddy, it happened. And I think we talked about it during the podcast. We know we talked about Haas. They get it. They just Australia. They love Australia.
Yeah. So, well, it helps where if there's five back markers, Williams, like Logan Sargeant's one car gone.
See ya. Yeah.
The Alpines. See ya.
Yeah.
Like trash. How about the Sauber can't do a pit stop. They spend minutes in the pit stop.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Still anytime Alpines, we see them, yeah, they did.
But they still built the, yeah, Alpines. Yeah,
well,
I can't even say it. I'm so embarrassed for Alpine.
That's tough. It's a tough look.
Which of their three technical directors is most at fault?
it's at this point, it's hard to say, right? Man, when Gasly was running, like, what was he after the first round of pit stops? And Gasly was up, like, in sixth place or something like that? It was a surprise. I had to do a double take. I almost dropped my phone.
I feel watching, like he didn't hit or something. There was a moment where I was like, whoa, Alpine.
Yeah, he did.
I looked over at the data and I was like, oh, never mind.
He's on a
completely different strategy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the only way he could end it. I'm just saying he was there, actually, which is just impressive, I guess, itself. Like, he was able to even just inherit those positions because everybody had pitted. Good for them.
He was still on track.
He was still on track. He was there. DNA. He was in the race. Yeah, he was in the race. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Four drivers don't finish and the Alpines aren't one of them.
Yeah. I mean, if you had gone on like Alpine, which is like, listen, if somebody wanted to pitch like double DNF for Alpine, like if you had brought that,
yeah,
I'm going to consider it, right? Like I'll take a look. Sure. Let's see where we're at. Yeah. 100%. And it would have been tough to see. You're like, oh, four cars came out. Interesting. then it's not the Alpines though. Which is kind of crazy. Yeah, you wake. That's one of those ones that you wake up and you look and you're like, oh, this is nuts. Yeah. You see four out. You see okay,
chaos, four yeah. DNF.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, yes, it's got to be the Alpines. Yeah. We got it. We nailed it.
I think that's all I had. I don't know. Quick recap this week, but winning money's fun.
Yeah. Hey man, we're still just keep the streak alive. Most importantly, just stop wasting our $50.
I'm gonna try, man.
On the hot
picks. I'm gonna try.
Yeah.
Well, the only safer thing than Leclerc and Max dual forecast would have been I'm taking Max to win the race. Like, and that would have missed. So
you should just find value like I do. I don't know.
Last thing I'll say, we bet on Checo and he took damage.
Oh, I know. Yeah, right away. But that's why we hedged it. Like I don't think right. So I gotta be honest, like, and we haven't really talked about this, but if we're gonna bet on Checo, we have to have a combo podium fade on him somehow.
Which like we're just going to anything. Find And we'll be able to find something in our window because he's seated in a Red Bull. So yes. That, like, we're going to find something in that minus
200. 100%. Like, if I'm going to be on him, I have to also be against him.
Kind of like
it.
That.
Yeah. And it's fine because we're going to look at it through the lens of who's he with in that prop because that's the person that we're actually fading. But right. We're only saying that out loud. Truthfully, who we're fading is Checo because the guy. We know deep down that he's out to get us. 100%.
But you had to say in the post, this is on Carlos, just so
yeah. He knows.
Ether. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody has to know, right?
Checo, and if Mercedes gets their act together and George is ever an option at the post, that's the same thing. If you're going to be on George, you got a combo podium fade George.
I've never seen, like, can you imagine a combo podium fade on George and Checo?
Together? It'd be like
minus 700.
They would never even.
They can't. They would never. They'd be like, this is a stupid thing. It'd be the shortest bet. It'd be the shortest bet of all time. Yeah. They couldn't even. Too many zeros would be up there with a minus sign in front.
Yeah. All right. That's the recap. See you guys in Japan. F1000. Like and subscribe.